This community update was brought to you by U-Radio. The Manitoba government is restoring specialized menopause care with a $5.2 million investment to reopen a provincial menopause clinic in Winnipeg, nearly a decade after similar services were shut down. Premier Wobkanu announced the funding, calling it a fulfilled promise.
Very happy to be here for some good news. We're very proud to announce $5.2 million to create the Manitoba Menopause Clinic. We said we were going to do it, and now we are.
Canoe said the move reflects a broader commitment to women's health through every stage of life.
Promise made, promise kept. Women deserve high-quality health care through every season of life. And as you go through the season of menopause, I think there's so many unique opportunities for Manitoba's healthcare system to be there to support you, to help you, and also to ensure that your long-term health is going to be made stronger.
The Manitoba Menopause Clinic will be a standalone community-based outpatient center located at 1333 Keniston Boulevard in southwest Winnipeg. While based in the city, the province says it will serve patients from across Manitoba.
So not only will it benefit Winnipeggers, this will benefit women from the north, from western Manitoba, the south, east, the Interlake, everywhere. This is going to be a real draw.
Health Minister Zuma Azagwara said reopening the clinic addresses a major gap created when the former Mature Women's Clinic was closed in 2017.
That was a devastating decision. Many, many, many Manitobans spoke up and pleaded with them to not take that step. Doctors pleaded with them to not take that step. Women who were receiving care pleaded with them, and they didn't listen. They went ahead and they cut and closed that service anyway.
Minister Azagwara said women were often told to wait, travel, or simply go without care.
For a long time, women were told just to wait and go without. Women were told to travel or just to honestly give up on ever having that resource in your province. And that was unacceptable.
The new Manitoba Menopause Clinic will offer an interdisciplinary team-based model, including physicians, nurses, dietitians, physiotherapists, and direct links to specialized care. As Aguara said, this is just the beginning.
And this $5.2 million investment is just the start. We're establishing this here in southwest Winnipeg, but we know that we're establishing this in a way that's going to connect patients to providers all across this great province.
Former patient Amanda LaRougetel shared her experience with the original clinic, describing years of pain and dismissal before receiving care.
Doctors throughout my adult life had mostly dismissed my condition. Oh, they said, you're past 30, you've not had children. It's normal, just the way it is. I didn't want to believe it, but no one else in my circles was experiencing what I was. I was confused and I felt alone.
She said the care she received changed her life.
It wasn't until I found my way to the Mature Women's Center that I was told three things that changed my life. This is not normal. It's not in your head. And we can help.
Physician Dr. Rebecca Renkus warned that closing it led to long wait times and fragmented care.
I was there in 2017 when the decision was made to close it. And I was one of the voices that spoke publicly against that decision. At the time, I said that closing the clinic felt like sending our patients into the abyss. I worried that they would fall through the cracks. I worried that continuity of care would be lost. I worried that the women who relied on specialized, coordinated care would pay the price.
The clinic is expected to open in early fall of 2027 and support thousands of outpatient visits each year as services expand. The province said the Manitoba Menopause Clinic will position Manitoba as a national leader in menopause care, reconnecting women with specialized support they've been waiting nearly a decade to regain. With U Multicultural and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Ryan Funk.